With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction on News Talk 1310 WIPA. Have a question? Email it to edgeconstructionradio@gmail.com. Now, here's your host, Sean Preble, on News Talk 1310 WIPA.
This is the Home Remodeling Show, brought to you by Edge Construction, right here on 1310 WIBA. Website, edgeconstructioncompany.com, all one word. If you haven't been there recently, check them out. They're always updating the website with the latest projects. And of course, you can check out their portfolio at edgeconstructioncompany.com. There's also a few links there: Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram, House. Oh, House is a great website. Check that out at edgeconstructioncompany.com. A telephone number, 608-636-3343. That number 636 Edge. And joining me this Saturday morning is the one and only Mike Tuig of Edge Construction. Mike, how you doing this week?
I'm great, Sean.
It's good to see you. And you're back from Vegas, huh?
Yeah. I went to the they call it the International Builder Show. Not because it rotates countries, but it's like people from other countries, probably Canada, Mexico.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we do get some Europeans. A lot of people from China there.
Yeah, sure.
Hawking their wares. And I think I have a picture somewhere. For the first time ever, because I know you're going to ask me, well, what was new and what was different?
Yes, right? Oh yes.
Germany had a pretty big presence there, and it's the first.
Really?
If it's been there before, I never noticed it. But I don't know if you've ever seen anything the Germans manufacture. It's pretty cool and good quality stuff, and they tend not to be. To run with trends, I don't think. It's much more, it's sort of traditional. And I was in a section where I was seeing all these cabinets, and I'm going, wow, these look really nice. And and then I finally figured out that's who it was. And like I said, it's the first time I've seen them there. They're a pretty good addition, if that was any indication. Now, I mean, like, whenever you go to this kind of stuff, you're thinking, okay, I see all these cool products, and I've fallen down this trap where I go, I really want that, and our people would love this. And then I realized, well, you can't get it here. You know, it's like if you live in New York City or someplace, you can probably get it because its distribution isn't necessarily here yet. But I think that some of those products were so nice and so cool that they're gonna make their way across the country.
It's pretty amazing stuff that you know you talk about as we start to see some of these. Different manufacturers and different players in some of these spaces, and especially great to see ones that are offering really high quality and really, really good design. As we talk to Mike about the Builder Show in Las Vegas, you were telling me this is, I think a lot of times here in Wisconsin, we get these ideas of conventions and, you know, you got the convention center with a couple of displays and those type of things. This is something where, when you were talking about some of the German manufacturers and craftspeople, you had said, I don't know if they were there in the past, because they may not have seen them. That is actually a fact. This thing is so massive that there is a chance that they could have been
might,
there.
Might have just not seen it. Yeah, you do have to pay attention, and the kind of the fun thing about the show is that it is big. I mean, you could walk for 3 days, and if you stop and talk to people at different manufacturers, you're probably not going to make it through the whole thing. And we have nothing in the Midwest anywhere that is this large that could hold that big of an event. So for people in our business, it's like the greatest thing ever, because you get to see kind of an overview of what the trends are going to be, or where you think they're going, the stuff that's going to show up in online and I almost said in magazines, but I know there still are some magazines holding on out there.
There's some magazine people listening to us now going, we're here,
hey,
Mike.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
I could have missed it, but that is the great thing about going to something like this if they're in this industry, because you really do need to see, keep your finger on the pulse of what's out there, what's available, and I love it when manufacturers get into construction, not to make a cheaper, crappier product. You know, like everything has moved that way so much in manufacturing, and I find that we spend a lot of time sifting through these products to try and find stuff that we think is going to be good quality, going to last, and meet some style requirements and fill a void there too.
And we'll talk about some of the cool products as well that you saw and some of the things that are kind of coming out. Do they get into design at all in the builder? I know obviously design is a really important part of what you do at Edge Construction. Are we seeing that also coming into the builder show as well, as some design aspects and those type of things?
Very much so. The one of the funnest things to do there is to go. You mentioned Howe's at the start of the show. They now have what feels like a city block there of a lot of the people that work behind the scenes on Howe's with people like us. So it's this partnership through the internet and by telephone sometimes, where we're talking about design and where we're headed and what our theories are and what they're trying to get a real feel for us, not just post our stuff. So they're an asset to us. And then this one time a year, we can go there and actually talk to people face to face, and they'll pull our stuff up and see where we're headed, and they'll actually go, hey, you know, have you seen this or have you tried this? And it's very cool to do that with those people because their fingers on the pulse of design. There's also just about every, you know, you start thinking about things like I mentioned cabinets or quartz countertops. It just seemed like that was something that we saw everywhere this year, and it, certainly that's been a trend that's been building for a long time. But when we go talk to those people about their products, we're talking to designers. They have designers there that are internal for those manufacturers, and they're also trying to, you know, they love it when their products get used in cool remodels and in cool builds, because that validates them. That's what they're all about. So they're a great resource for us. And that's one reason I like to go. And this year, all our designers went. And it's a chance to kind of get out of your tunnel and get some input from all these different people on their, not just their products, but they'll look at your designs with you too and sort of give you their two cents, I guess. I don't know if that makes sense.
Were there any design trends? Are there things that you were seeing there going, this is, and maybe some of the designers saying this is something that's really gonna take off, concepts or other things?
Yeah, and I joked with the ladies there. I said, this show is for me, because it seems like the last maybe 5 years when we went to the show, there's a lot of things that I never felt were going to make it here. Mm-hmm. They were just too trendy, too modern, too contemporary. Like we love that modern contemporary emphasis. Like that's really hit a lot of the products that we have to pick from in construction, whether it's tops and cabinets to even flooring choices and things like that. It's the colors, the contemporary look has gotten very popular, but it's sort of, you still have to hit a traditional window there. So it seemed like this year all the weird pastel colored cabinets had kind of gone out the window. And super, I'm talking like really ultra modern stuff. It's just, if it's, I'm sure some of it sold, but I just can't see that many, you know, a big quantity of people wanting that stuff. So we were sort of back to normal a little bit, which is always where I feel most comfortable. I suppose if my design, I'm a little more traditional on my design. I just mentioned the contemporary stuff. I love that flavor when it makes it in there. So that it just seemed like this year was for me.
Talking this morning with Mike Tuig, owner at Edge Construction online, edgeconstructioncompany.com. That's all one word, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Their telephone number is 608-636-3343. That number so easy to remember. It is 636-EDGE. We'll be talking a little bit more about, of course, the Builders show out in Vegas that Mike just returned to from. We're also going to talk about bathrooms. And that does bring me kind of tying the two things together. Kind of walk through some of the things that you noticed at the builder show, and kind of go a little bit room by room. And we'll start out with bathrooms, since we're going to be talking a little bit more in depth later on in the program about those. But when you're going to some of these displays, were there certain things bathroom wise that you're seeing becoming popular? Have bidets caught on in the United States yet? Or are they becoming more popular, or am I off on that?
It's we're in a sort of, I'm just going to call, a little weird upswing in the bidets over the last.
It's a strange conversation.
I mean, who wants to talk about bidets? Yeah. Although, I don't know. You have this, right?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Once you go, you can't go back, Mike.
You're stuck.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I'm going to take your word for it because I don't know. But I noticed, like, maybe the last couple of years when we're doing walkthroughs on remodels, Dale, our electrician, and our plumbers are saying, do we want us asking the bidet question? And if people say, well, we're not ready right now, but is there anything we should prep for in case we decide to in the future? And that's making it into a lot of designs. And so I don't know if... from our stuff, I'm not seeing Madison area really diving in with both barrels. The show, it was like bidet land everywhere. It was like these, not just bidets either. They had, you know, I think you could Bluetooth your stereo to, or, you know, your phone and have speakers, heated seats. They had all, these toilets had, they had every possible cool function you could find.
And I know for a long time Japan kind of led the way with some of these technological features, which I don't think overly surprising. Are we seeing other manufacturers start to get in on the game, domestic, whether it's Kohler or others, kind of starting to offer these features?
Definitely. And when I was talking about it sort of creeping up in the process, have you seen the aftermarket bidets, like where people add them to their toilet?
Oh, yes. Yeah. That, well, that's what I have. Yeah. Just,
you do? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And that works good? You're happy with that?
Yeah, okay. It works. All right. Yeah. I'm on my second one. I will say, folks, if you're talking bidet, make sure it's got warm water as well. Because the first one, I just went, I'm like, I'll just order anyone. And I didn't realize, like, oh, my gosh.
Ooh.
Yeah. Good morning.
Yeah. So... those are still out there. I did notice, you know, you mentioned some of those major manufacturers. I guess the two big ones that come to my mind are probably Toto and Kohler. And both of those have definitely, you can tell it's here to stay. And they're making them look more normal. They're adding all these functions. And, you know, like everything, pretty soon you'll never have to leave the bathroom. You just stay in there. If your wife wants to find you,
we can only dream.
She's like, come on, get out of there.
What about showers? And I know, like I say, we're going to get into bathrooms in some of the projects you guys are working on right now. But any kind of trends that you saw out in Vegas as far as shower space, bath space, those type of things?
Kind of new stuff. I don't know. What are there any 100% new ideas?
No, nothing.
I got two for you. So we'll start with the tubs first. The freestanding tubs. We've talked about those a lot over the past, I don't know, 5 years or so. Those are making it into our designs quite often. There was one kind of, it's not a brand new twist, but I saw a lot more of it this year. And it's, you know, we have this vision of that freestanding tub and what it looks like. It's sort of two parallel lines going down and kind of angled on the end. It looks real comfortable. I've sanded them with no water, actually. I tried them out. If they'll let me sit in there, I'll go in there. And they are pretty ergonomic. The water can be higher. You know, I'm 6'3", so, you know, if I'm going to actually do this, I would like to be under the water. And so there's a bunch of advantages there. This year, I found, I don't know what, how to term this. It's like there's a bunch of them that were not like two parallel lines for the sides. It, on one side, it sort of bulged out, so it's like almost you could sit in there and on one side and hang one knee over and be comfortable. Or I don't know what the purpose is of it. It's just differently shaped tubs. Still curvy lines, and comfort is key. But that I thought was kind of neat. I'm trying to think of there's got to be a nut, you know, like that you eat that is shaped like this. It's not a peanut, but it's something else. So I thought that was cool and an interesting twist on the tubs. Let's see. Oh, and then I was gonna just mention the options that are coming down the pipe for shower doors and hardware on those and things. And I don't know if you've seen, this isn't exactly new, but now we're seeing a lot more options or choices in this area. We've talked about barn doors, right? Like mm-hmm. where we do barn doors inside the houses. Those have gotten relatively popular, that same style of hardware on the glass shower doors. And we've done a few over the past couple of years, but I noticed that there's a lot of innovation coming in that, different styles from traditional to contemporary. Very cool working, cool looking. And that was something that struck me from the show.
Very, very cool. What about kitchens? Are there certain trends that are emerging there? And are we seeing any as you spend time in Vegas and checking out some of those displays? Anything that they thought, oh, that is interesting.
So one thing I noticed was the last year. Let's see. Last year we had a show. The year before that we did not have a show. The last year's show, we've talked about Universal Design quite a bit, and there was just a ton of product. It seemed like every manufacturer had buttons you can push, and basically the bottom would drop out of an upper cabinet and bring things down to a countertop height. And I don't know if that stuff took off, because everything this year was much more subtle, not as visible, which to me, if you can accomplish the same thing without... and have it look normal, I think that appeals to more people. And so it seems like those ideas are getting better fleshed out. We've been in painted cabinet land for quite a while, right? It seems like we went to white cabinets maybe 5 years ago. It seemed like everything was white. Now if you look at I'm just looking at our webpage, there's deep blues and greens and the grayish colors in there. And those aren't going away. Those are still there, but there's a real push for natural wood. And I think that's, people are going, you know what? If it's stained the right color, and there's a lot of these, what we call is two-part stains, or a stain with a glaze on it, which is like sometimes you can get a really different shade, like the grays can make it in there on a dark stain. It's very cool stuff. We've done some kitchens on that. I noticed that was making a big push. And that, like I said, this is it's not a new idea.
Mm-hmm.
Stained wood cabinets, our whether it's painted or stained, it's all wood. It's maple from us. Underneath that paint, but the stains are coming back.
Very, very cool stuff. Talking this morning with Mike Tuig, owner of Edge Constructions. We're going to get into showers, bathrooms, some really, really cool features there. Talk a little bit more about the Builder Show in Vegas, what Mike saw. We'll talk a little bit about some of the other spaces around your home. What are some of the new and innovative things coming to the market? We'll get the details from Mike on that. We will do that next as the Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
You're listening to the Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction. Email your questions to edgeconstructionradio@gmail.com. Once again, here's Sean Preble on News Talk 1310 WIBA.
This is the Home Remodeling Show, brought to you by Edge Construction Online, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Great website. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk about some of the recent projects on the site before the end of the program, so make sure you head on over to edgeconstructioncompany.com. Really cool thing about the website is it's always being updated. You can also go back and look at previous projects. Links there to Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and Houzz. Houzz is an amazing resource for doing some remodeling, getting some ideas. Of course, been thinking about doing remodeling, got some ideas. I'd love to talk to you at Edge Construction. All you do is pick up the phone, give them a call, 608-636-3343. That number, 636-EDGE, E-D-G-E. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll talk a little bit, kind of continue a conversation we had a few weeks back about some popular shower features and some of the trends. As usual, with Mike and I, we start talking about a point here, a point there. We never make it through, so there's a bunch of great stuff that we'll pick up on that. But before we get to that, we've been talking about the Builder Show in Vegas. Also, Mike, talking about a couple of projects you've been working on. A lot of that actually brings up the shower and bath stuff. Working on as far as projects. You guys at Edge Construction, people need to know this, you guys are going year-round, aren't you?
Yeah, we have people that have to eat year round.
Yeah. That's important.
Right? Yes. It is. And no, it doesn't stop. This last week when we know the weather got bad, and it was funny because in the office I said, well, it was raining early in the morning, and I just assumed our outside guys had called it, and one of the girls said, nope, Ron called in. They were working. And I thought, man, they're more man than I am. They're out there doing it. But those are the only guys, those outside people. We feel for them when this weather comes along and the cold weather comes along. But they keep going. They get conditioned to it, and like I said, I love them for it.
So. It's always, as mentioned, you guys are always working and of course always available. So there's no bad time to start a project. Been thinking about doing some work. Love to talk to you. You just pick up the phone, give me a call 608-636-3343. That number 636 Edge. Listen a little more from your trip to Vegas and what was going on and some of the new stuff hitting the showroom and the inventory. Mike, we talked about kitchens, talked a little bit about baths. Are there other areas of the home? Are we seeing any kind of trends when it comes to basement and rec space or flex space trends in those areas?
Yeah, I think that the basement spaces, this trend has been coming for a long time where it's people just are, they're not as interested in just getting it done. They want, they're interested in quality products. The natural products are very popular. I thought one thing that was cool, and this is one that I didn't see coming, and I'm still watching a little bit. We've put a few of them in. It's kind of electric fireplaces. I don't know if you've seen these. It sounds like you have this picture back from the '60s of a thing that's just rolling and it looks like a flame.
An illustration on a wheel, kind
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. They're not like that anymore. I know the reasons why. For one, the effort you go through to put a gas fireplace in and expense, it can really add up. Mm. Whereas some of these electric ones, the install is very easy. We just have to get an outlet over there or hardwire them in. You can run them with a remote. They're looking much more realistic. They're not going to fit into every design. Like, I don't know if they're going to fit into this, like an old farmhouse like mine or something. Mm. But a lot of the newer stuff, especially depending on the space, they're much nicer than you think, and there's a ton of innovation coming there. I could tell the companies that are producing these now are competing with each other, which is going to drive product. The install is easy. They're cheaper. They're looking nicer. Most of them throw a fair amount of heat, actually. Now, they're not going to be as efficient as your gas fireplace. If you're going to be down in the basement with a gas fireplace a lot and use the heck out of it, I think you might be better off spending that money just to save the energy. But if you're sort of an occasional user, or you don't need it all the time, that extra heat or that look, they're really nice. So
and one of the one of the nice things too is with electric and gas also, if that's an option for you, is the restrictions that it used to be, well, if you put a fireplace, you want it to be along an outside wall and all, you got to have a chimney and those type, that's just not there anymore, is it?
No, we basically, it's the same system as putting in a furnace. So we vent with PVC pipe. We can go up, we can go out sideways. As long as we can get gas line to it. And now, sometimes there's a little restriction on the type that you can put in just to stay within those parameters. But it's made installs much easier and much more flexible. You got to remember the budget impact on a fireplace isn't just the fireplace. It's getting that stuff to it. And it's also the how you want it to look on the outside. We're generally not just putting in a fireplace with no stone around it, no mantle, no hearth. It's people like that look. They want that comfort look. And so, you asked what's if anything's changed on the basement level. It's certainly moving towards the quality products and a lot of emphasis on a comfortable room and a place that people really want to spend time in.
You mean tell me you don't get a drywall saw and just cut a little rectangular square and slam that?
Plop her in. Yeah. Oh, well, you could, maybe.
You, just because you could. Yes. Doesn't mean it's necessarily. You mentioned, too, you know, some of the like stone and some other, you know, some of those natural materials. Are we seeing that more showing up in like basement projects, for example?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And that's a spot. The one fun thing about basements, when you design these basements, sometimes people will take a little more chances down there, and they might have a product they really like, but it's a little too risky to put in a room like a kitchen. You know, because it's just too mainstream of a room, where downstairs you can be a little more eclectic. So we see people opening more ideas down there than you might be upstairs. So that part's a lot of fun for us.
Really interesting. Talking this morning with Mike Tuig, owner at Edge Construction, online, edgeconstructioncompany.com. That's all one word, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Their telephone number, 608-636-3343. That number, 636-EDGE.
Yes, I got something for you, Sean.
I know that look. Yeah.
You reminded me of something. So we talked a little bit about the shower doors before. And mm-hmm. I know over the years we were talking about where there was a trend for not doing shower doors, right? Like, I'm sure I've mentioned this before. The last few years, probably about half the tile showers we've done did not have shower doors. And we were actually trying to design rooms that you could not have a door, so like the water would minimally spray out and things like that. The trend is definitely back towards a fully glassed-in shower, and it's for a couple of reasons. For one, you're going to get a little overspray that's going to come out, and I think that maybe people have gotten a little sick of that. But the big one is that when you're in that shower and you don't have a door on it, the cool air kind of makes it in there, so it's not quite as warm. And we are spoiled Americans, so we got to have you know, the heated seats and steering wheel and a warm shower. So like that, I understood the practicality of trying to eliminate the door, because it's another thing to clean, and sometimes you know, where that sweep is, that can be a little funny. But I do like the totally enclosed shower for that reason. Part of the glass has gotten so much nicer too. Yeah. We can get glass that's treated, and it's a lot easier to keep clean and look nicer. And there's just a ton of options on what the glass can look like.
And it's interesting when we talk too about the options with glass, and just how, you know, I think a lot of us sometimes have these visions of, I remember back in like the 80s, everybody had that like that glass little sliding thing. It's like slide open and slide close. Like it was almost like a retrofit
Remember
those?
Yes.
And you think, oh my goodness. And then you look now at what's available. How do you guys, and this is something I don't think I've ever asked about, but always wondered about. I know, obviously, with countertops, how they're measured, and, you know, there's a lot of science and tech that goes into it, or there's some people that are really, they've just got these phenomenal skills that are able to do that. Is it similar with glass for showers, or how does that come to fit?
Not really. It's the glass, the like frameless glass and custom glass stuff. Doesn't fall in that category where they're doing the putting points down on the kitchen and taking pictures and electronically measures. That really works well, by the way. It's and I just made it sound like a 2-year-old could do it, but it's pretty technical. But in showers, right, we just have to have all of the tile up and everything pretty much finished, and they come in and do a really good job of measuring, because our glass people are local. They do a fantastic job. They come out and measure. They cut and produce the glass, and then they send it off to get it tempered and get back. So it is a little bit of a process that usually takes a couple weeks. So that is something, yeah, I wish there was a quicker way to do it. But really, you want that to be exactly right. And so you just need to have all that tile on, everything pretty much done except for that glass before they measure.
Really cool. Really cool options. And of course, we talk with Mike about his trip out to Vegas and what some of those trends are and things that are going to be available and are available right now to you. And think about doing some remodeling. Mike and the team at Edge Construction love to talk with you. I got to just pick up the phone, give him a call, 608-636-3343. That number, 636-EDGE. The website, edgeconstructioncompany.com. That's all one word, Edge Construction. ConstructionCompany.com. We'll continue our conversation with Mike. We'll talk about showers specifically, some of the things that are very popular when it comes to shower updates and remodeling. We'll get the details from Mike. We will do that next as the Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
The Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction continues now on News Talk 1310 WIBA.
This is the Home Remodeling Show brought to you by Edge Construction online, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Great website, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Their telephone number, 608-636-3343. That number, 636-EDGE, E-D-G-E. Some great examples of some of the great work they do at Edge Construction. Also links to House, Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram, all at edgeconstructioncompany.com. So we started talking a few weeks back, about some bathroom design trends and shower design trends, and as with a lot of things, we get started talking on something and we really get into it, and unfortunately we didn't get a chance to get to everything, so I'm gonna pick up that conversation. And Mike, one of those areas that I thought was really neat was and we were talking earlier too about showers, those statement tiles and kind of having, and I know we've seen this maybe something similar with kitchen remodels where people may have a certain, I don't know, call it like an accent wall or a certain accent color or a specific design that's kind of different from the rest. And it looks like we're seeing a little bit of that going into bathrooms as well.
We are. And I always think it's like when you come into our showroom and probably a lot of other ones, you're going to see some really cool samples, like, but some of those you got to decide, like, okay, how risky of a, am I risk averse? Like, am I going to be able to do this and really go for it, even though I really love the product? And the statement tiles or whatever you want to call it, it's like when you're ready to take a chance. And if you look at our kitchens, people are there. Mm-hmm. People are doing those bold colors in the kitchens. I know we've got a couple of accent walls coming up in brick. That's making a comeback, and I love some of the bricks that are available now. They're just fantastic, you know. So that part, where people have made a statement with those kind of bolder choices have sometimes been in the niche, you know, because they're okay, we're taking a little chance. We're not going to hit the whole thing, but we are seeing more interest in the bold choices, especially on the tiles. And part of it's like there's cool stuff that's coming out all the time. There's more things that are available. There's a picture right above that I brought in, Sean, that's showing a piece of quartz in a shower. And it's a design that's not seen in nature.
Yeah.
Like, this is one thing, I guess, that since we were talking about the show, I wasn't thinking of it in terms of bass, but looking at this picture I brought in, it's a really wild kind of veiny looking piece of stone. And what the manufacturers on quartz are doing is they're kind of coming up with, they sort of mirrored granites and stones from around the world. Now we have all those, and now they're coming up with their own ideas. And some of them are like this, where it could really make a statement. It's really cool looking stuff. It's making me think of a shower that we started designing last week, and this couple was like, you know, we really hate grout lines. What's available for, can we do something else? Well, the quartzes, especially like this, could give you a totally new look. There. One other thing, this showed up at the show last year, is actually great big tiles. Like, you can now get tiles that are like 6 feet long and 4 feet wide. You know, we have to still figure out how to cut them.
What's funny is literally as you're saying that, I wrote down solid piece.
Solid
piece,
yes. I was
going to ask you about that. So like great big giant?
Yeah, so you could do one piece, not have a grout line. You can pick your design. There's starting to be a lot more choices in there. Oh, and so you're thinking, well, I've got to find a tile. Well, you do and you don't. Like, there are other options.
Do you see, and one of the things too I noticed in this picture is the shower floor, and I know it's in a steam shower. We're probably going to talk a little bit about those as well, but looks like it's like teak or something. Do you ever see woods, like floors like that in showers? Or
so there are what this one looks like to me. I'm not standing in it, but this looks like a pre-made one that you can drop onto your shower floor, and that is a cool part for it because as you're showering there, these allow it's sort of a teak with slats in it that allows water and everything else to go down through it. You can wash it. You can also pick it up, take it outside, spray it off, or clean it if you want to. I think it's a really cool touch in this bath. And in a steam shower, I think that yes. would be what it's what you'd want to put your feet on, I think, in a steam shower.
They call it spa-like. It would be.
I would feel very spoiled in that steam shower.
And we were talking off the air about steam showers. You guys certainly at Edge Construction would love to do them. They're not quite as popular. I guess my thinking is I'd love to have something like that, but it is something that people sometimes look into. You do a few here and there, but maybe not quite as popular as maybe in other areas.
We get asked maybe about 10% of the time. Mm-hmm. If somebody that's either saw it online and thought it looked cool or had one in the past, there's just a lot of problem solving that comes along with that steam shower. We've got to seal it. We've got to get glass that goes to the ceiling. That part's easy. But we've got to supply it water. We've got to get the extra. We've got to have some extra drainage there. Finding a decent place to put this unit. The steam that comes out can burn you. So it's not like you can put it underneath a seat in the shower and have it come out and hit your feet. That would not be comfortable. So generally that and budget items of the 10% that ask about it, when we price it out, not very many of them follow through for whatever reasons. It might be budget. It might be just we can't quite solve the problems for it. Where we've done it in the past, where it's worked out best, is it's a lot easier to do it in a new space, like in a basement remodel. Mm. And that's kind of not a bad place to do it. It's just it's a pretty heavy investment in a basement bathroom, really.
So. Do you ever see like stand? I know we were talking just about outdoor ones, but do you ever see any of those indoor, whether it's a sauna or a steam room like that, like a standalone type thing? You ever encounter anything or a request like that?
We definitely do, and they're very. Most of them are kits where people can put these together themselves. Sometimes they'll ask us, homeowners will ask us just to get some structure there, maybe a water line, maybe some electricity, but they're fairly simple units. Most of the time we see them inside the house. As we were talking off air, I would love to have one. I saw some really cool ones out at the show for outside, and I see like a lot of the talk now online about them is that way. People are like, okay, it's like the hot tub. You don't necessarily want it inside your house. You want it outside. And how do we make this work and not have it look goofy in my backyard or whatever? But there's some very cool product out there.
That is awesome to hear and really interesting stuff this week as we talk with Mike Tuig of Edge Construction. Don't forget, if you missed any part of today's program, you can always head on over to WIBA.com, listen to the podcast, or EdgeConstructionCompany.com. While you are there, check out the links, house, Pinterest, Facebook. Check out the work they've been doing as well in some of the area homes and a little snapshot of their portfolio there at EdgeConstructionCompany.com. Telephone number 608-636 3343. That number 636 Edge. We'll continue our conversation with Mike Tuig. We'll talk a little bit about the website, some of the projects they've been working on Edge Construction, and wrap up our conversation on bathrooms. We'll do that next as the Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
The Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction continues now on News Talk 1310 WIBA.
This is the Home Remodeling Show brought to you by Edge Construction right here on 1310 WIBA. Hanging out this morning with Mike Tuig, owner at Edge Construction. You've been thinking about doing some remodeling. They'd love to talk with you. All you got to just pick up the phone, give them a call, 608-636-3343. That number 636-EDGE and the website edgeconstructioncompany.com. That's edgeconstructioncompany.com. Talking basement, bathroom trends. Although you can have a bathroom in your basement and have it be really, really nice. Niches, notches. Is there a difference between a niche or a notch other than the spelling?
I don't know if a notch is a bathroom term or not. But
okay.
The niche. No, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. But niches are...
Yeah, niches, right. We need a place to put our stuff.
Yeah, let's talk about what you guys are able to... With Edge Construction, you guys are doing a lot of different varieties of them, aren't you?
Yeah, it seems like almost no two are alike. Are you listening, designers? You're making our life difficult here. Couldn't we just do one, you know, like we've done another? No, it's all shapes and sizes. You'll see some of ours where we've had three, like, 12 by 12s that kind of waterfall down. You'll see niches that stretch across the whole back wall of a shower. I notice now there's a little trend where maybe it'll be 3 feet long and 1 foot wide, you know, so it's tall, not wide. And then we'll do quartz shelves in there. The accent tiles come into the niche and can give your shower a little personality. We're sneaking them in on low walls, on plumbing walls, on all these things that we never thought we could or should do before. Seems like we're doing now. And like I said, the designers kind of design stuff and go, we don't care about your problems. You need to figure it out.
And it's a great, you know, we talk about both function and form. They look great. They're super functional. But as you mentioned, there is, when it comes to doing these things, there's a lot of planning that goes in, not just design, but also the construction of them to implement them properly. There's some technique and there's some really engineering going on to put those things together. I don't know if maybe not engineering.
Well,
it's engineering.
Sometimes
yeah.
on a wide one, we've got to have a header in there that supports, you know, it could be in a load bearing wall. So we got to support mm-hmm. that. There's, you want it to tick the boxes, right? You don't want it to have a funny finish, like where you're weirdly ending on a tile or a grout joint or something. So you want to space those things correctly. You want them in the right spots. You want I talked about the accents. That's really important. So if you draw it a little too big or a little too small, it might not work as well with certain tiles that we use for the accents. So we used to. They actually Curdy, who owns our Schluter, owns the waterproofing systems we use. They have pre-made niches that you can just. You can just make a space for them and mount them right in there. I just noticed we have those in our shop, and they're kind of waiting to go out and get in the game here. But most of the time now, we're just building our own from scratch, and not being tied to a certain size, because it's like everything. And when you get it right sized, then it works. And something out of the box isn't always necessarily going to work.
And it's the engineering is important with that. It's interesting too when you talk about, you know, again, as a homeowner, we think, oh, it's a great little space, not always realizing the structure behind it. There's a lot of thought and design and planning and engineering that goes into it. You mentioned too, by the way, the term tile spacing, and I guess I'd never thought about that. I think of, like, back in the day with wallpaper and, you know, seamless, making it all match up. True. You guys do the same type of thing with tile, is making sure that I think you used a term, you said you don't want it to kind of end weird or something to that effect. There's a lot of thought that even goes into placement of tile.
Right. And when you watch Eli, he's our in-house guy that does all of our tile. it's not pencil and paper anymore. It's lasers and CAD drawings and... you know, try to figure this stuff out as much on CAD before. So we have a special program that we just design tile with, because cool. It's sort of specific to that. We get niches. We can put all the fixtures in. We can figure out spacings and get really close. It doesn't solve. You know, you still have to get out there and actually install this stuff. So that's where it's amazing to me, because, you know, I didn't have the benefit of a cool laser on a pole that you could just move up 12 inches when you're going to lay your next row. But it perfectly automatically levels things. It's really slick, and it really helps for setting things like niches and figuring out your tile spacing and kind of takes some of the guesswork out of it.
That's pretty amazing. Really, really great stuff. We talked too about this week about bathrooms and some of the cool projects and things you can do. Make sure you're checking out the website, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Getting some ideas, a great resource and great link is right from edgeconstructioncompany.com, their house page. There is so much great stuff there. But think about doing some remodeling. Mike and his team at Edge Construction, they'd love to talk with you. All you gotta do is pick up the phone, give them a call. Telephone number 608-636-3343. That number, 636-EDGE. And, of course, Edge Construction brings you the Home Remodeling Show right here on 1310 WIBA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.